Books on Tape presents The Ghost King by R.A. Salvatore. Read by Mark Bramhall. Prelude. The dragon issued a low growl and flexed his claws in close, curling himself into a defensive crouch. His eyes were gone, having been lost to the brilliant light bursting from a destroyed artifact, but his draconian senses more than compensated. Someone was in his chamber. Hephaestus knew that beyond a doubt, but the beast could neither smell nor hear him.
"Well?"
the dragon asked in his rumbling voice, barely a whisper for the beast, but it reverberated and echoed off the stone walls of the mountain cavern.
"Have you come to face me, or to hide from me?"
"I am right here before you, dragon," came the reply,
not audibly, but in the worm's mind. Hephaestus tilted his great horned head at the telepathic intrusion and growled,
"You do not remember me? You destroyed me, dragon, when you destroyed the crystal shard."
"Your cryptic games do not impress me, drow."
"Not drow."
That gave Hephaestus pause, and the sockets that once, not so long ago, housed his burned-out eyes widened.
"Illithid!"
the dragon roared, and he breathed forth his murderous fiery breath at the spot where he'd once destroyed the Mind Flayer and its drow companion, along with the crystal shard, all at once. The fire blazed on and on, bubbling stone, heating the entire room. Many heartbeats later, fire still flowing, Hephaestus heard in his mind